Hey, everybody. Welcome to the next episode of the Strand Tennis Center podcast, filled with tips, advice, tennis, not tennis, just life advice, too, whatever you need. Like it on YouTube. Share it on the podcast as well. Thank you.
Santi, I'm doing my notes. Santi, welcome to the Strand Tennis Center podcast. Santi, it's been a while. We've been remiss for maybe a week, but we have some topics to cover. How are you? Good?
Doing well, thank you.
It is September. We're starting our fall. A little craziness. You're the pickleball. A lot of movement. A lot of stuff going on. I want to talk about this first podcast is going to be something a little topical. I want to talk about the Simona Halep thing. Did you read about it?
The who?
You don't know who Simona Halep is? Well, you're a real tennis guy, aren't you? She was number one in the world.
Oh, okay.
She won two slams.
Okay.
She just got banned for 4 years for doping.
I saw that part.
The doping thing.
But I didn't know who she was.
Yeah. So Simona Halep was, you know, number one in the world, great player. Got caught two instances doping. It was last year, somewhere around April, around the U.S. Open time. Those U.S. Open matches were disqualified in 2022. So it took about a year for all of this to come out. We're going to talk about two different things about it. We don't have to go into it. They released like a 126-page dossier and the whole thing. Claiming that this, you know, she was doping with something similar to EPO. It's a new drug. You know what EPO is,
what
with
is
Lance
that?
Armstrong thing.
Oh, that's
so
the
in
same
other
one.
Words, this type of drugs help you carry more oxygen in your red blood cells. So you take this, you can go longer. You don't lose breath. You don't lose your cardio. You can hold oxygen longer, so you can play all day.
Yeah.
Now, they're claiming that the source of this drug was found in two different places. So, in other words, she ingested it from two different places. So, they're saying, if I get it right, it's a real high case that it's obviously on purpose if you're taking it from two different places.
Okay.
Now, the issue is, number one, the claim, and I think she's going to get an appeal. I mean, 4 years is pretty strong. So the number one thing is it's pretty strong. WADA's pretty stringent on these rules. In the NFL, you get caught doping, you don't get a 4-year ban. It's like, what is it, 6 weeks or whatever it is. It's pretty light.
Yeah.
So that's the thing. It's pretty strong. But then they're saying it could have been 6 years. So we're actually light. It could have been six years. So she's going to appeal. Now, my question is, a lot of these tennis players are very worried about supplements. They're not really sure, because a lot of these things are sourced in China, there's a lot of cross-contamination. So you may take a supplement and think it's okay, but it's made in the same factory as something that's banned. And that's what they're saying. So a lot of these athletes are nervous. Now, I think, look, I think it's a good excuse. I think, sure, there are problems. Sakkari, who's playing, is afraid. She plays on the WTA Tour. She's afraid to take an electrolyte. They're just afraid to take things because they don't know what could be in the product, which I get and I understand. But it just seems like where there's smoke, there's fire, and you get caught with a drug that kind of which is exactly like EPO, you're a little bit worried. I'd like to know how common that drug is and just in any type of supplement form.
Yeah.
But my overall question in this podcast is, and she's going to be out for 4 years, is do we even test for this shit anymore? Do you even do doping tests anymore?
I mean, I feel like we should.
Okay.
Why? I feel like if we don't want to go against a player that is cheating, not just by scores, but also by, you know, taking a performance-enhancing drug to help you, like you said, get more oxygen in your blood or have better endurance. You know, if I'm running for a 30 rally point and you're just looking like you're casually running and you're getting there and you're hitting it back, like, it's kind of unfair, you know, in the long run.
Unfair for who? What if everybody's doping?
If everybody's doping, then
that's
then
what
it's
I'm saying.
Great. Oh, okay.
But that's
so
what I'm saying.
Great.
What if we, why
if
do
we're
we?
We're all doping, then we're all doping. But
well, that's what I'm saying. Do you,
and then
what,
there's the one person that chooses not to dope, and then they
well,
lose.
Then, well,
so,
well, that's different.
You know?
But what? That's a different thing. I'm talking about the philosophical discussion that
if
everyone is allowed
it
to dope.
Anyway, or they're allowed to take it up to a certain point and then stop taking it, then they're going to take it. You know, everyone's, especially nowadays at the gym or anywhere, you know, people still take a lot of testosterone and steroids and all these things. People are going to take what they can that gives them an edge, especially nowadays where everyone's getting great training from everybody.
Sure. No, but my question to you is,
yeah,
would you just rather see great performance? Who mm-hmm. cares if they're doping or not? Would you like to see them play a 40, 50 ball rally, not even breathe heavy?
I honestly never knew that these players were doing certain types of drugs or whatever they're doing. I guess when in high school I was oblivious. I just thought they were all just great players,
yep.
and that's how they performed. But if you're telling me that's how athletes nowadays, even in other sports, are doing it, then I guess I'm not surprised how good
you
they
are. You didn't answer my question yet. I'm asking. You're so funny. You would be great with the CIA and the NSA.
Yeah.
You no one would know. It doesn't answer the question. It's great. Santi, where is the device? Where is the microfilm?
So you're saying, would I watch it?
Would you rather just see like a level of performance, even 10x, even though it's maybe fake?
But I know it's fake. So it's like wrestling. It's kind of like
that. It's not fake. The competition's not fake. But what they're doing to excel is enhanced. Would you care?
Mm. I wouldn't care only
what if your significant other had an augmentation? And it made him or her look beautiful. Would you care?
That'd be cool.
So you wouldn't care?
If I'm watching tennis and I know I can't get to that level anyway, I'm not competing against them, I'm not going to care as much. But I feel like for the competitors, whoever's not doping or doing stuff, they're going to care. Or the kids that are growing up that want to compete with those people, they're going to have to start doing those things just to compete with those people.
Well, no, I agree with all of that.
All I'm saying is,
when baseball had all the doping with Mark McGwire hitting 70 home runs and Barry Bonds, it was a lot more exciting.
Right.
It was a lot more fun.
Right.
Right? As a spectator, don't you just want... I'm playing both sides.
Me personally, no. I want like real tennis.
You want real tennis?
Yeah, I want to see people struggle, not just hit like amazing things all the time.
So that's your first answer that I've gotten from Santi. Right, you want to see the struggle.
Right.
You want to see them breathing heavy. You want to see them having problems. You want to see them. Now, they may be doping anyways. There's always the issue with Djokovic. They say he goes into a chamber and all those things and uses this egg and things like that to help his blood and help his oxygen supply. Now, does that mean... he's cheating or is he not? And you know what I mean? Like, what's recovery and what's cheating and all of those things? You want to see great players play great, right? So it's a tough call. Like, did you believe Maria Sharapova when she said it was this, when she got caught with a substance and she said, oh, it's been a family prescription for years and blah, blah, blah. Did you believe Marin Cilic when he said, now we're going into another time. Did you believe Marin Cilic when he said, my mother gave me a protein drink, I didn't know what was in it. That's the claim with everybody.
Yeah.
Now, I think they're all bullshitting.
Right.
I think they're all lying, and that's what you're supposed to do. And Agassi in his book admitted, like, he asked Gil Reyes or whatever, he asked him, say, listen, just say I drank your drink, and you pass blame on somebody else, which you do, because I guess you look at it as like an athlete. Look at Simona Halep.
Right.
It's her livelihood. It's her career.
Yeah.
She's number one in the world. She's winning tournaments. She puts all this pressure on herself. I've got to stay winning. Or maybe who knows what's going on in her life. Has she made some bad investments? Is she out of money? Does she need money? Like, all of these things go into play. You can justify all of these things. I get it. And do you just say, listen, let them just do whatever they want because they're going to try to perform and people love great athletes. Who cares if they're doping? Because I think it'll get out of control. The problem is, personally with me, I think once you unleash the gloves, it'll be like people won't even be human anymore. It'll be like it'll be like Germany, East Germany with the swim, with the Olympics. And they weren't even, and then they were destroying their body. Like they were really had all these diseases and all these problems. I know it's your choice, but it wasn't their choice. I mean, the East German government was doing it.
Right.
It's a really tough call.
Do you feel like they have to perform 30, 40 ball rallies because that's what people like to watch, especially U.S. Open? You know, it's more like a party. nowadays, like U.S. Opens, like people that don't even play tennis or don't even really watch tennis, they go to U.S. Open for fun, just to like drink and enjoy and have fun. You know, I feel like the other slams are a little more reserved. You know, especially Wimbledon is more classy and stuff. But especially like U.S. Open, it's just like a, it's kind of like a party sometimes. You know, you come, you watch, you see a great point, you scream. It's always screaming in between every single point. Yeah. I remember that when I went to the women's finals, and it's just, do you think it's they're allowing you know, more intense play, or like people are playing more, they have to play more intensely to get that type of, like,
I think when you play as a tennis player, you want to beat the opponent. I don't think they may want to entertain in between the points, but during the points, they're not going to make a rally go longer or something because it's entertaining.
Just because they want to. Okay.
They want to win, and then if it's entertaining indirectly for them, that's great. And they want to pump their fists, and that's good for the crowd. People like that.
Right.
But their first goal is to beat the opponent.
Right.
If it happens to be fun, that's fun. It's an interesting discussion you can go back and forth with. Or is the doping policy too stringent, right? You know, cycling is more. Like, at one point in the report, your passport usually has a blood. You have a passport when you travel from different countries. There's usually blood tests in between, and they have a report from. They didn't have a report for her for I don't know how many months of her passport report. So cycling, you never get away with that stuff. They're going to test you, especially now since it's so terrible. I mean, that's just the nature of the sport. I think cycling, the Olympics, tennis is more stringent because it's an international worldwide sport, right?
Right.
The NFL is governed by their teams. Their teams have, you know, kind of control over each player. I think it's a different situation.
Right.
And then there's unions, right? The tennis, I mean, they're forming, but they don't really have this strong, like, the baseball players union is the strongest union in the world. Like, it's you don't have that strong of unions on the ATP and the WTA.
Right.
I go back and forth with this debate. I'm not really sure whether I just, if I'm just looking at it from an entertainment point, yeah, who cares? But I guess, like what you're saying, kids will start taking drugs when they're 12. Parents will start giving them hormones.
Yeah.
It'll be really ugly. And you're probably right. It should stay clean because it's not the athlete that's number one. It's the kid that's 12, 14, 13 that really, really is going to pay for it.
Yeah.
And they're going to end up, I mean, even on a small level, I knew, you know, names won't be disclosed. Parents were giving kids growth hormones when they weren't big enough, and then their ankles were breaking because it made them so brittle. So they were trying to get them to be taller.
That's crazy.
And they were injecting them with hormones, and then their bones got so brittle they'd break their ankles. It's terrible.
That's
like,
crazy.
It's like a horse, right? The horse gets really tender. I mean, I think if you unleash the reins, parents will do anything for success. They really will. I think they would shoot their kid up themselves. I think they would.
Yeah.
With this sport and the money that's in it, it's a big money sport. Even if you're playing challengers or futures, you know, these ITFs are $100,000 tournaments. I mean, they're still like
still making some.
You can still make money on every level. There's a lot of money in the sport. I, you know, pickleball is behind me, and pickleball is behind, and the amount of money that
it's going
is going into the WTA, the ATP, it's billions. It's huge. So, I mean, it's going to get their pickleball, too. And to me, pickleball, you won't. Well, we're going to another. I don't think you'll have to dope. There's no running. You don't have to run that far. I don't think you need maybe just recovery. So, say you play 10. You could play 10 pickleball matches in a day because they're close. Maybe just recovery, just getting back. But I think that's a debate. If anybody wants to send us a direct message, Strand Tennis, at Strand Tennis, Instagram, I think that anything else, TikTok, at Strand Tennis. Send us a direct message and tell us what you think. Should we just wave doping? Should we just forget about it, let them do what they want? Or should we not? And what do you think about Simona Halep's judgment? Is it too fierce, too strong? You think she's lying? What's the deal? But that's all I want to talk about today on the podcast, my friend. You have anything else to add?
No.
No?
No.
Santi, it's great to see you, my friend. You're looking good. You're looking fresh and sprite. Nice haircut.
Facial hair.
Trim your facial hair. Looking good. Yeah. All right. Everybody, the answers and the actions. Hopefully we can help you and in your tennis goals and pickleball goals, but that's beside the point. We'll have to make you think a little bit and just keep moving out there. Thanks.
Hey, everybody. Hope you like the podcast. Please share it with your friends, anybody that you know, anybody that's into tennis, anybody that's into bettering themselves. Share it.